vachitaura pamusangano waitwa kuHarare Agricultural Show.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kuyaxokozela eZimbabwe kulandela impumelo yokhetho ecothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho lweZimbabwe. Kulengcwethi ezicubungula ezombuzazwe lamagqwetha abazimeleyo abathi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyeke udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizoziswa kulo msakazo. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho leZimbabwe okunqobe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Abamabandla aphikisayo angaphansi komayano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change balobele uMnumzana Elias Makhosi unobhala jikelelwe SADC besithi kumele kulungisiswe udaba lokhetho eZimbabwe. Umkhokheli webandla le-UDC kuphalamende uMnumzana Ditapelo Kiorapetsi uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba i-SADC yenze umhlangano lo.
We call on SADC to convene an emergency summit.
Sithi akube lo mhlangano ngesiphangiphangi ozakelwa inkokheli yamazwe awe-SADC ukuze kukhulunyiswane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe kukhetho olube yinhlekisa ngamafitshane akade kungela khetho.
UKiorapetsi uthi umhlangano lo kumele uthaphe imbono kazulu kweleZimbabwe ukuze utholakale indlela yokuya phambili.
The summit should accordingly engage Zimbabwe civil.
Umhlangano we-SADC kumele ube nenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kodwa kanye labezombusazwe ukhangele ukuthi kuqhushwe olunye ukhetho olutsha oluzabe lulandela imithetho yokubumba ukhetho oluqondileyo.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisa kwele Zambia le-Socialist Party lithi alihambelani lombono wamabandla akwele Botswana. Umsekeli kanobhala jikelele we-Socialist Party uMnumzana Antonio Manza ekhuluma lomsakazo lo uthe bayamukela ukukhethwa kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And we find it very strange that an opposition political party in another country would want to push an agenda to fight the outcome.
Thina sithi i-SADC ingakutshayi indiva lokhu okucelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo kwele Botswana. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe angentshonalanga kade efuna ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende weZimbabwe.
Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kababoni ukuthi umanyano we-SADC uzathatha inyathela bani noma nje iqula lenhlanganiso leli khombe ukuthi ukhethwe eZimbabwe belungakhululekanga. Enye yalezi ncwethi ezimeleyo nguMnumzana Zenzo Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-report noma ngithi mina i-final report ye-observation yabo izabe isingathi ithe toned down a bit ingafani ngxamashela leyo ebhalwe i-preliminary report. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulamanye amagama abazawatshintsha bawasebenzise angathi alobu diplomacy phakathi izatshintsha kancane okuza kwenza ama heads of state bangayiboni ngendlela leyo abantu abacabanga ukuthi bazoyibona ngakhona.
Iqula labahlole ukhetho lweZimbabwe bengaphansi komyalo we-SADC abelikhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nevas Mumba wakele Zambia lichothoze indlela oluqhutshwe ngayo bathe lwephule isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe njalo leziqondiso zokuqhuba ukhetho emazweni akuzansi kwezwekazi le-Africa. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe uMnangagwa uthole amavoti aphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini i-52%, kwathi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa oyibandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change wathola ayisilinganiso sowamashumi amane lane ekhulwini i-44%. Mnangagwa utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare ngesonto ukuthi uyajabula kakhulu ukuthi ukhethiwe njalo wagcizelela ukuthi ukhetho belukhululekile okumalisayo kodwa uChamisa uthi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kule ncwadi yesicubungulayo zombusazwe lamagqwetha azimeleyo athi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyike udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi ukuze kwazakale ingqubekela phambili. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi akulabo bufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kubika uMlondolozi Zindlovu.
Igqwetha elizimeleyo uMnumzana Thedas Ncube uthi ibandla eliphikisayo kumele liphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba ngokushesha.
Abamabandla aphikisayo nxa bengavumelani lempumelo yokhetho, amadala akhona, amadala ayenzelwa khonoku. Kodwa nxa behamba emadale, behambe bele case, ngoba bengahamba bengela case, bengela lobufakazi bakhonoko abathi yikho kwenza impumelo yokhetho bengayivumi, bazadliwa. Ngesilungu kuthiwa he who alleges must prove.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngelinye igqwetha uMnumzana Kudakwashi Ndebele, yena othi kumele baye emthethwandaba becele uZulu ukhetho luphindwe.
Vele into esikisele ngani kuthiwa bayavuma kubuyele kurilani kuphela kube ngama-presidential election, presidential kuphela nje, kungabi labo-MP labo-councilor. Kubonakala ophumayo ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwabo bobabili labo, kuphela nje mathupha, ngoba hhayi singafuna ukuye court isikhathi futhi ilizwe lokhu liyabe lingakabuyeli, liyabe lokhu libuyele emuva.
UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya, ingcweti ecubulula ezombusazwe ezimele, uthi kulobufakazi obuningi obuveza ukuba ukhetho lolu kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Umumo lomkhathi wezombusazwe kukakhulu mayelana lokhetho olusanda kwedlula kawumanga kuhle lapha eZimbabwe. Ye, abasekeli bomnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bathi umongameli wabo unqobile. Kolunye uhlangothi abasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo elikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa bayala. Kukhanya njengoba yena uChamisa esekelwa yi-SADC, i-EU le-AU, sekuqonde khona emadaleni ukuze kuguqulwe impumelelo yokhetho.
Umnumzana Ashley Funye, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kumele ibandla le-CCC lithole ubufakazi obuqotho kwinhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee. Kodwa ilunga le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi akunabufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho kaluqhutshwanga kahle.
Hayi, lokho vele kuyize. Ngabantu nje abaphombuzama ukubambelela etshanini, akulanto ekhona, into abayikhulumayo ayinale evidence. Lokho besithi imali ama-V11 abalawo, kodwa bebephithuba lokuthi bebe lama-polling agents kuma stations wonke eZimbabwe. Nxa bezehlulekile, hayi lakho abakwenzayo ikupepetsha nje okungayindawo. Indaba bengathi barigiwe kobulawayo lapha abawine khona ama-council lama-member of parliament wonke. Angezwa yena oyedwa owinileyo ekhethweni lakobulawayo othi election le irigiwe.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli se-CCC, uya kuphikisa lokhu.
Kabekezele, kodwa sonke sibekwazi ukuthi asisaphindi sibuyele kuZimbabwe desikiyo before the 23rd of August 2023. Lapho esiya khona sesiya phambili, akusoze kuphinde kufana nelizwe lazi, ngisoze to never be the same again after the 23rd of August. Ngenxa yokuthi umnanga kwakawina.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi kusobala ukuba akulalutho oluzaphuma emthethwandaba, ngakho-ke abantu kabatshengisele emgwaqweni besola okwenziwa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Ukutshengisela ezitaladeni isona sigqokoqela okwamanje, yilo icebo okwamanje.
Umanyalo we-MDC Alliance owakhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nelson Chamisa waphanyeka impumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngomnyaka ka-2018. Idale Constitutional Court lathi uMnangagwa nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngimele i-27 ngiseHarare, uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance elikhokelwa ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valario oncintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lithi ukhetho lolu belungakhululekanga, ngakho alusoze libe lethemba lempumelo yalo. Ukhetho lolu lusolwe ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe kuqela le-CCC, le-MDCT, lanxa eleZANU-PF lisithi belikhululekile. Asizweni umbono kaMnumzana Chilumbu Mudenda, olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party ephatheke kulolu khetho.
uchamisa katesi ukuthi ulama V11 forms to produce as evidence ukuthi warikwa. There is nothing of that nature. What happened ukuthi iZANU-PF rigged the delimitation process and other electoral process. So wonke lokho akula evidence. Ngama irregularities, that's those are technical issues. So it's a wastage of time, especially in kubantu bemathelele who abavotele iCCC. Benikwe hope ukuthi bazayikhipha iZANU-PF ukuthi. Katesi uzawuyele court. But the outcome remains the same. What is needed? You put it. Yes, can do Douglas Monzora. He has the application in the court to nullify the proclamation in the election. The CC was found supporting Israel PF on the other hand. The city, my election should not be cancelled. It's unconstitutional.
Ulobu Fagazivani, Obogutti, Ivan Lale CCC, Alila Mavi Levin, Loguem Tetrandabagusose, Wupatis.
Ulobu Fagazi would have displayed. Ama V11 forms la wana ibili kumidia akulandaba. And we ufakazi wokuthi kwezinye indawo you didn't see with ama candidate. Why ngela ama agents? Where is he going to get those V11 forms? Evidence.
Kayisilo lodwa ibandla lesi-CCC elitsho njalo. Sibonile inhlanganiso zomhlaba leza kuzwekazi le-Africa zisithi hayi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Mina engivumelana lakho ukuthi ukhetho vele olweZimbabwe aluzakelu. Lube free and fair. But the opposition was not supposed to wait for our observers to come and determine what the delimitation process was flawed. The opposition would have led the process. You advocate, no, we cannot get into this election because of these flawed processes.
Njengoba sokwenzakele kuyina abangakwenza kathesi
ama MPs nqazi ukuthi bona baqinisele ukuthi ukhetho alizanga kumambe kule bengahambe ephalale. They must be in solidarity with the masses. Sase sonke beyijiza ngiphefuse in political action yefunakala. Last time in 2013 uTsvangirai walwa bacela ujamisa laba ukuthi no lingasaye ephalamenti njengoba izani ichonjile ukhetho but ungaqali thina siyahamba it's our constitutional right. So within the opposition that some now they are being delayed ukuthi bebe inauguration. Is wasting our time. They denounced that. So that's the same scenario.
Njengebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party lina lithini ngalokho okwenzakele. Lalabo abanye benu abancintisileyo abanganqobanga. Sibonile kodwa lezaphuleni elisile ukuthatha nje isihlalo esisodwa.
Second genocide kuregion emathebeleleni ebangelwa ngama-opposition parties angakhulumi iqiniso belokho beqhila abantu bakithi from 2000 besithi sizayikhipha izanu bebuye bekhulume ngendaba zegugrawundi nxa besemathebeleleni nxa bengibo ngala bakhulumi ngendaba yegugrawundi yibo kathesi abarobhiweyo abantu bemathebeleleni emashonaland they voted for ZANU-PF sasibatshela ukuthi abantu labeli ba-trustayo kwabasozi belisenta only what you are doing is to help their representatives their bootleakers abasemathebeleleni ababayengayo ukuthi votenisize ngama-MPs behambe besiyatshontsha ema-council. Self-determination agenda is the only sole solution to the predicaments, to the situation pervading our cities as the people of Matabeleland. Ngebandla kuphela elikhokhelwa uNkosi Moyo. Yilo kuphela elive revolutionary agenda that is orchestrated to restore what belongs to us. Loko kwamabandla weMpumalanga is the wastage of time. Abasivotelanga, but we don't blame them again because of the confusion. Abalaba bafuna ukutshontsha izimali emakhansilini. Yibo abarobha abantu bakithi.
Kodwa ubona ingani ibandla le-MRP kuningi elingakuguqula ngokuba sephalamende nakumakhansili kuphela.
We are equipped by the constitutional provision of devolution of power. Siyabe silamandla okucontrola izigaba zethu without the interference of the central government. So nxa sikuma-councils will be determining everything. Sesikwazi ukuthi if we have got a hotel in Victoria Falls, that hotel must employ abantu bona fide abantu be-Victoria Falls, abantu be-Wange 7906. Ongayenzi konoko ihotela leyo kayithuthi ihambe eHarare. We have got the right to revoke ama operators license to any company area operator within our area of jurisdiction. So sikuma councils and iParliament already sesidivided this.
Lo ngumnumzana Jilumbu Mudenda olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseBhinga. Abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa 70 bancintise kukhetho oluqhutshwe kuviki edluleyo kuzihlalo ezilikhulu lamajumi amabili 120 kwanqoba abangamajumi amabili lanye lane 24 njalo wesifazana oyedwa obekukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe unkosikazi Elizabeth Valario kanqobanga U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umhlaba jikelele lezizilwane zakuleli zikhathazekile ngenani eliphansi labesifazana abenelise ukunqoba kukhetho uma kuqathaniswa lokhetho oludlule luka-2018. Isakhamuzi sakoBulawa inkosazana Bekezela Mguni uthi ukhathazekile ngenani eliphansi elingene kukhetho.
Siqede ukudlula ekhethweni mhlaka-23 August 2023 and nxa sikhangela njengenhlanganiso esebenza labantu abangomama, inani labantu abangomama abangenele lolu khetho beluphansi kakhulu ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo, kodwa esokuqala esikhangelwayo isizathu senomination fee, imali okumele kumele uyibhadale ukuze ungenele ukuba ngu-MP kumbe ukuba ngu-president. Ngeyinye yezizathu encindezela abantu abangomama ukuthi babe yingxenye kulolu khetho.
Unkosazana Sichelesile Mahlangu onqobe esigabeni sephumula koBulawayo laye ukhala ngokwehla kwenani labesifazana abenelise ukuphatheka lokunqoba kukhetho lwalonyaka.
Nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela indlela omama okwenzakale ngakhona, angilakujabula ngoba besikhangele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kumbe omama behlulekile, ngabe sithole lobo mama bafika kumbe kubo-90. But nxa ngikhangela sithole only 21 edalele ephalamende, njalo even kuma-councils ethu omama babe balutshwane kakhulu. Ngingazi ukuthi omama besabeni kumbe kube yikhona okuyana esikujayeleyo ukuthi omama balokwesaba kumbe balokwethuselwa bahle bayesaba ukuthi baye phambili.
Umqondisi we-Girls Table, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, unkosazana Samukeliso Chuma uthi abangene ngokuvotelwa edale bangamashumi amabili lanye.
Bakithi mina akula okuningi engingakutsho ngodaba lolu lokuthi kule nani elilutshwana. Inani labomama abakhethiwe ukhetho oludlulileyo akumelanga lisethuse. This should not be shocking to us. Angeke sikhangele inani eliphezulu kubomama ephalamende. Amabandla ezombusazwe wona ehluleka ukubakhetha kuqhutshwa ama-primaries. We cannot start talking about women being elected into office when we failed to practice internal democracy within ama political parties. So amelanga kusethuse.
Inombolo ezikhulunywa unkosazana Chuma yizo njalo ezikhulunywa eZimbabwe Gender Commission, njalo bathi basaphakathi kokuhlolisisa besebenza leZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi batho ukuba abesifazana abanqobe ukukhetho lwekhansili bangaki, ngoba okwamanje abakabi lenani lelo. Lonyaka abesifazana abangu 70 bangene bancintisa kuzihlalo ezingu-210 zedale lephalamende, okuyisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, kuqathaniswa labesilisa abangu-637. Ngo-2018 kwaba labesifazana abangu-237, okwaba yisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, 14.4%, kuthi abesilisa baba yi-1648 ngomnyaka ka-2018. Kwaba lamabandla angu-55 angena kukhetho, kuthi lonyaka kube langu-19 elilodwa lakhona limelwe ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio obengowesifazana oyedwa phakathi kwabesilisa abalichumi njalo kanqobanga kulolu khetho. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyongena kusigaba esilandelayo, siyesikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. UMnumzana Robert Shonov wayesebenza esigodlweni sawolemelika kule-Russia okuthiwa wathapha imbiko yezomvikela ongekho emthethweni ube umiswe emthethwandaba namuhla. Elemelika lithi eleRussia libophe uShonov ongekho emthethweni. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Akwaziwa ukuba ukuphi omele ele-France kwele-Niger ulandela isinqumo sabathuthuna intambo zombuso ebathi kumele aphume aphele kulelo lizwe. Bayingcosana abantu abahlolwa amazinyo kabili ngomnyaka njengalokho okukhuthazwa ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association ethi kuqakathekile ukwenza lokhu. abantu abaningi bathi kabanelisi ukuya kubodokotela ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe, kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Chiedza Kaparo leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha uthi ngazihluphi lomndeni wakhe ukuyahlolwa amazinyo ngoba gabala mali. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Innocent Denga laye othi ngazihluphi ngokuyahlolwa amazinyo njalo. Unkosikazi Cherish Nemakonde ubusimo esifanayo.
Kunehamba vele sekungasayenzi ukuba la mazinyo amagams lakho abe sekuphuma amathumba.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda uthi abantu abaningi baqhakathekisa ukuthenga ukudla hatshi ukuyahlolwa amazinyo.
Amazinyo vele ayaqhakathekanga nje. Baqhakatheka ngamazinyo sibili ngokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiphile lezinyo lami lebuhlungu kodwa ngisile. Ngizafuna ukukhipha la izinyo lami ngiphinde ngiswele ukudla futhi ngizalidla izinyo lami lankhona.
Udokotela Last Amanisho unombhala ejikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association uthi izifo eziphezulu ababhekana lazo kumsebenzi wabo zigoqela ukubola kwamazinyo okuyikho kubanga elikhulu ukwedlula okunye kulandelwa yikopha kwensini lokulimala emlonyeni.
Cleaning of teeth. If you can afford a toothbrush,
it's very good. A toothbrush, le fluoride toothpaste. Ekondileyo.
Udokotela Amandishe uthi akumelanga abantu besebenzise ukuvungula amazinyo ngoba kungaba yingozi.
Those things damage your gums.
Lokhu kuyalimaza amagums. Kuphazamise lokulimaza amazinyo.
Uthi udubo lokulimala emlonyeni dental trauma ngolunye abahlangana labo kumsebenzi wabo.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think it's
kusilinganiso ekhulwini singathi lolu dubo lukubanga lwe 60%.
Umnumzana Pride Shoniwa okhokhela inhlanganiso yePolite Africa uthi abantu bengameleli ukuhlaselwa yizifo zamazinyo.
So there are things that people should be doing that they need to practice, and they must be practicing that, like maybe
okukhathekileyo ikuvikela kulokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa ngamadentist.
Udokotela George Danda owelapha ngendlela yenaturopathy uthi bahlangana labantu abasebenzisa indlela yendulo abathi ibelapha kakuhle. Uhlangothi lukakhulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lubikwa lusahlola ukuthi baningikanganani abantu elizweni abahlutshwa-ke yizifo zamazinyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Amapolisa aqhubekela phambili egcwele endaweni eziningi zelizwe, ikakhulu emadolobheni, kulandela ukwethulwa kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli. I-ZANU-PF ithi amapolisa la ahlose ukuvikela uZulu, kodwa amalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi lokhu kwenzela ukwethusela lokuhlukumeza abantu. Kubika uDaboka Ncube.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ukugcwala kwamapolisa endaweni eziningi zelizwe akumangalisi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi umuntu owethuswa lipolisa ngumuntu olecala. Unobhala webandla le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi lonyaka iZANU-PF ayilathuba lokwenza ekufunayo.
Okuseleyo kwakhathi ezimbonathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi iZANU yenze ekufunayo. Ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe la abekhona inhlanganiso bezikhona osadik lezinye zilusolile ukhetho lolu, kutsho ukuthi ke isiguleka amadolo iZANU.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 uFortune Mlalazi owebandla le-CCC uthe amapolisa ahamba ehlukumeza abantu.
Efaka amapolisa agcwele indawo zonke ahamba ezitritini ehlukumeza abantu. Khonokho kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi uhulumeni akwenze ukuthi asebenzise amapolisa kunye ne-army ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu. Nguhulumende ovele ehlala evika ngamapolisa. Amapolisa apoliticized. Ngokusela kwenhlanhla yisona isimo saseZimbabwe. Uhulumende uyakwazi ispecializano PF ubana abantu bathukuthele emadolobheni, abantu bayafuthelana ngenxa yokutshontshwa kokhetho abakwenzileyo.
Kumbiko okutshe izolo esikhulumeni samapolisa eZimbabwe Republic Police, u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe kulokuthula elizweni njalo amapolisa khona elungiselele ukuvikela uZulu. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 isikhulumeli sika Mongameli welizwe uMnumzana George Charamba uxwayise abantu ukuthi bengayengeki batshengisele njengoba belungiselele ukumisa lokhu. Usole njalo umbiko weSADC ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Kusenjalo unobhala wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association uMnumzana Douglas Maia ekhuluma nentatheli izindaba eseHarare uthe umsebenzi wenhloli zokhetho ezeSADC ngokuhlola ukhetho kuphela, hatshi ukukhokhela lolu khetho. Wengeze esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe alingeke latshela okokwenza ngumuntu owehluleka ukukhokhela insonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguTabo Kancube.
Manje sike sizwe ukuthi bathina abantu ngezokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kweZimbabwe.
Hayi, igama lami nguThabani Ngwenya. Impumelelo yokhetho, hayi, kunzima lokho, siyakubona kuyenziwa kodwa ke. Singathi kunzima ngoba hey, asikazidida nathi ukuthi kathi intando yabantu yenziwa sekutheni, intando yabantu yenziwa nini. Ngoba lokho esikubonayo nathi hayi asikwazi. Sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ukhethwa ngendlela abantu abafisa ngayo kumbe abantu abazizwa ngayo bazikhethele uhulumeni wentando yabo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lamhlanje hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Kuyasidanisa kakhulu, asazi ukuthi lo kwenzayo kumbe uma kwenziwa yona izani uqobo. Bayasithanda, bayabathanda abantu beZimbabwe noma bayenzela, bayenza nje intando yabo abanandaba ukuthi abantu kweba yini ngoba kambe ngendlela nje abayenza ngayo kutsho khona ukuthi kambe neSADC yanuchitha lolu khetho ngokuthi alwenziwe ngendlela eqondile, alikhutshwa ngendlela eraiti. Okutsho khona ukuthi iZimbabwe emveni kwalolu khetho oro kuwona la ma-result asikawa-announce bayokuphuma na, bazokuphuma na kuSADC eze-region, bazophuma yini ngokuba le nto yabo ayikho. Inzima nje lento abasenzayo, ibuhlungu futhi isenza sizithole singazazi ukuthi kathi siqhubeke sinuthemba ukhetho noma size namanye ama-plans amasha angaphandle kokhetho ngokuba ukhetho ngathi akusebenzi lokho, akusebenzi. Asazi nje, asazi, sikhona nje asazi. SinguZulu weZimbabwe esibhekile, hayi kuyasidanisa kakhulu ukuthi uma uqeda ukuvota uvotile nawe ubhekile ukuthi nembala kuyona le ndawo, hayi akekho umuntu wonke uhluphekile sefuna utshintsho. Kodwa ubona utshintsho lwakhona lungafiki. Isabani engako okwenza ukuthi yona ifuna ukuhlala kuphela embusweni? Yini engako eyenzile ebantwini? Kanti kungangena omunye uhulumeni abe musha kade bonke ngamapati keZimbabwe, kambe ukhona ongafisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingabi right? Asazi phela ngoba ayi le nto eyenzakayo lana. Hayi, ngiyabonga msakazi, ngiyabonga.
Yes, ulukandaba lokho ngokunye kwangikhona ke okukhulunywa ngabantu kuStudio 7. Sike sibone kuFacebook page yethu ye-VO Indebele ukuthi silani khonapha-ke. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu baphosela sibili okuningi. Kulo senhlanhla Mathemba uthi kuzima kwele Zimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi siyaphephelaphi. Kuzobuya-ke uMakay Masuku la uthi yebantu sithole nzima, asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani elizweni lakwele Zimbabwe, singazani-ke sabhekwa impisi. Kuzobuya-ke uSandra Moyo uthi yamadoda lapha-ke siphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo kwethu, okukhulu akula mkhosi. Kuzobuya-ke omunye laye uthi-ke ngu-Lawrence Nyoni uthi i-defense yamuzwa kakhulu. Ye, sike ngakagqiba uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, sibe kwazi ukuthi ku-live talk namhlanje-ke sixoxa ngezokhetho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuya kwenziwani. Ye, singakagqiba uhlelo lwethu kothi-ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kuyaxokozela kwele Zimbabwe kulandela impumela yokhetho echothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Kuzokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana selobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano omkhulu kukhulunywe ngokhetho lokwele Zimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKips Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.